It is your problem. You have money, you can take that money and you can purchase what you want. We are supposed to enforce the power of God. We are the enforcers of the power. So he gives us power to dominate. So we began to look at some few things and we realized that one of the ways we can enforce the power is through our mouth. Say mouth. Come on, say your mouth. Say my mouth. Say my mouth. And we continued in a series and we realized that power is lying on your tongue. So your tongue is what speaks. And last week we looked at the tongue of fire. The fact that God says in James that the tongue is a fire. The tongue is fire. So your tongue is fire, but it should be the fire that consumes the enemy like the way God does it, and not the fire that destroys good things. Because you have the opportunity, you have it. Death and life lies in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So our tongue is powerful. Our tongue is anointed. Our tongue is blessed by God to be able to do many things. In fact, the Bible says that whatsoever you say is what you have. Your tongue must say something. You don't have to keep. And so we kept talking, and then we ended up on the day of Pentecost when God, the Holy Ghost, baptized them, and their tongues of fire came upon every one of them. And we talked about that. Now, when you receive that Holy Ghost baptism, the initial evidence of Holy Ghost baptism is speaking in tongues. Now, this is a core teaching and a core belief of Pentecostals and Charismatics. Several years ago, when I gave my life to Christ, and I believe some of you here will bear witness with that. When we gave our life to Christ several years ago, it was a contention. The mainline churches never agreed. Even within Pentecostal churches, there were divisions. People didn't agree with the thing. And so many people were having problem with it, and people felt, oh, it was past, and so many things. The mainline churches, like some of the mainline churches, people in them were arguing. But today, as I talk to you, it is not like that. I remember one of the great Baptist teachers I ever sat under when I gave my life to Christ. I don't want to mention his name. He's my friend. If I mention his name, he knows it. He won't talk because we have talked about it. But because of some of you, let me stop. He knows I've shared this example everywhere. But I remember I went and sat under his ministry when I got born again. And this man was teaching on Satan. I have since, up to today, never heard the teaching on Satan like that. Powerful teaching, deep teaching. But when I sat in his Sunday school and he finished, then he was talking. I don't know what came up. And then he quickly said, tongues, those who speak in tongues, they are wrong. And I was sitting there and I was speaking in tongues. So when he said those things are finished, you would think, I didn't leave. The following Sunday I was there to hear the teachings on Satan. I kept there up to about 6 weeks just to hear the complete teaching on Satan. But I was still speaking in my tongues. Later, when I was at the university, I was the secretary of the Inter-Hall Christian Fellowship. And then we were supposed to invite somebody to come and teach on some subject. And I recommended that man is a teacher. He can teach. So I recommended then the then president. This was after Pastor Yesu. The then president also agreed. He said, yes, he has known that man. He can preach a lot. He can teach. So we invited him. But when I invited him, I told him that anyway, when he comes, you people shouldn't give him any topic of Holy Ghost. Because after that area, he doesn't know anything. So let's leave him. Let's give him a topic like the deity of God. Those things, he will bless us. So we did. Now he came and gave a teaching. Then at the end of the service, he started to give a testimony of his life. How he got baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaks in tongues. I was like this. Looking at the man. And all the president and other ministers turned and looked at me. Then when we finished, I said, when did you speak in tongues? He said, well, I had the experience of the baptism in my own bedroom. And I speak in tongues after today. I said, I was in your church on this day, on this day, on this day. And you gave it to us a lot. He said, you know what? When I was a child, I spoke like a child. But when I grew up, I now speak mature things. Now, I'm telling you that today, speaking in tongues is not a contention. It's not as it used to be in our time. It's not a problem. Today, we know mainline church pastors and ministers and members who speak in tongues more than even those of us who call ourselves Pentecostals and Charismatics. They speak in tongues. And many things are happening. So speaking in tongues is not something today you must do. It's a core teaching of Pentecostals and Charismatics. And like I said, the mainline teachers, churches have even received the Holy Ghost and they speak in tongues. Amen. So today it's not a problem. So when we talk about it, everybody should know. So the scripture says that, as we read, Mark, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Then 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. And they shall speak with new tongues. Is there? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall speak in tongues. So in my name. So it's a sign you need to understand. And so on the day of Pentecost, or in the Acts of the Apostles, when Jesus gathered with them, he told them to go and wait. They were looking for the fact that Jesus will restore the kingdom back to Israel because they were under Roman domination. So they thought somehow Jesus had come for their political freedom from the Romans. Jesus said, no, that time has not yet come, and that time is not even decided by me. It's decided by God. But as for now, what I have come to do is that go and wait until you receive the promise of the Father. What was he talking about? Joel chapter 2, the verse 28 and 29. That is the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father in Joel chapter 2, the verse 28 says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. 29, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. So the pouring out of the spirit was yet to come. Joel prophesied it. So in this particular thing, when Jesus said they should go and wait, that was what he was waiting, talking about. And the Bible says in the chapter 2 of Acts of the Apostles, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place with one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of the rushing mighty wind, and filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon all of them. And the verse 4 says, and they were all, not some, all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Holy Ghost came upon them, and all of them, not some, say all. So all of us here are supposed to speak in tongues. Can I hear someone shout a big amen? All of us, all. It's not something they force you for. But you can speak in tongues. And when you speak in tongues, it's a blessing. Amen? So he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. One of the signs of being a believer, being born again and receiving the Holy Ghost, is speaking in tongues, speaking in other tongues. So it's something we need to understand and we need to accept. Why am I talking about it? In the last moments that we have been in this world, especially in Ghana, people have made so much mockery about tongues that some Christians even feel shy to speak in tongues in public. And you don't know that when you do that, you are denying yourself some things that God has given to you. It's a sign. In fact, the Bible says tongue speaking is a sign to the unbelievers. It's a sign. Because when we are all speaking in tongues, it's not a sign to us. I know what you are doing. Me too, you know. It's an unbeliever who begins to see it as a sign. He doesn't understand. It comes to them. It's a sign to them that we are a different group of people and that we belong to God. Can I hear somebody shout an amen? When you are speaking in tongues and the tongues is powerful, I identify with you in the spirit that this one is a child of God and we are moving ourselves together. But in the unbelieving world, they can never understand it. So it's a sign. It's something that points out to something to them, that there is somebody who is doing something. Why are these people all speaking in tongues? Because something has happened to them. And what is that? God's Holy Spirit has come upon them. Can I hear you shout a big amen? So speaking in tongues must be honorable to us. speaking in tongues must be something we take high in our Christian life. You need to practice it. You need to speak it. You need to talk it, because it is a sign that you are baptized by the Holy Ghost. So speaking in tongues is the initial evidence of Holy Ghost baptism. When we say something is initial, we are talking about one of the first things you can see. But speaking in tongues is not the only evidence of the Holy Ghost baptism. Now, this is where a lot of charismatics have to look at our lives. Speaking in tongues is not the only evidence. It's the initial evidence. And they all spoke in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them evidence. The Holy Ghost gave them utterance, I beg your pardon. And when you continue to read, the Bible says chapter 10 of Acts, chapter 10 of Acts, as an example, it talked about the fact that when Cornelius's house was visited by Peter, he said when they laid hands on them, then they saw that they too had been accepted. Why? Because upon them was come the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we heard them speak in other tongues as we have received. We heard them speak in other tongues. What Peter was saying is that because the people spoke in tongues, then we knew that they have received the Holy Ghost baptism. If they had not spoken in tongues, we would not have known. But because they spoke in tongues, we knew that they have received the Holy Ghost. Now, the person who is on the thing, if you don't know the scripture, don't give me wrong scriptures. I said Acts chapter 10, and I'm saying something, so you go and give me that. Rather than putting Italian band, I didn't say Italian band. I'm talking about Peter's evidence. Amen. So, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and Peter realized that they had been baptized. Why? Because they spoke in tongues. So, speaking in tongues is the initial evidence of Holy Ghost baptism. If I want to know whether you have been baptized by the Holy Ghost, don't tell me any other thing. I want to see whether you speak in tongues. There are other signs, but you must speak in tongues first before the other things happen. Am I talking to somebody? Now, we will talk about the other things later, because a lot of charismatic things, when we do yabarabadi, gadabari, yabadi, gidibadabari, that is all. That is not all. There are a lot of things that must accompany that. Amen? In other words, as you speak in tongues, there are certain things that you must develop, you must grow into. And so it's very important for all of us to understand. So baptism is an immersion. So when we say somebody is baptized in the Holy Ghost, that is subsequent to salvation. In other words, it comes after you have been saved. Once your heart has been saved, God can baptize you. Now, I'm not saying it comes after you have walked here and said, Lord, I give you my life. That one can be done easily when you are not saved. Salvation is given by the Spirit of God. So there are people who have walked here, but they have not really given their life to Christ. There are other people also, you may think they have not given their life to Christ, but they have so surrendered their life to Christ, their heart to Christ, God's Spirit has gotten them born again, and then all of a sudden they start speaking in tongues. And that's why somebody will just say, hey, you, since when did you... If somebody does not get born again in his heart, he can never be baptized by the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it can happen at the same time. I know people who gave their life to Christ. They came forward, were praying for them. Then, bam, they began speaking in tongues. Because they are two. They can happen at the same time, but it is subsequent. It follows after salvation. As to how many years it should take, nobody can tell. But it can come immediately. And that's why I always encourage every Christian, when you get born again, desire to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. And sometimes you don't even need a pastor to lay hands on you. Once you desire it and you are praying in your house, you can be baptized. I just gave you an example of a Baptist senior pastor who said he was praying in his house alone, kneeling down, and all of a sudden he realized that his tongue had changed. He was speaking language. He wanted to stop. He couldn't stop. You know, God knows how to knock you off when he knows you are resisting too much. So here he was knocked off, and he began to speak in tongues. He wanted to stop. He couldn't stop, so he had to leave it and continue. And now he has said that Holy Ghost baptism is real, and that speaking in tongues is a mighty thing God does in your life. Do you appreciate that? Come on, put your hands together. So Don't let us take speaking in tongues for granted. Speak them. Speak it anywhere. And sometimes, you know, the people in the world want us to be silent. When you sit in a car and something is going to happen, you hear everybody saying what he wants to say. What are you also saying? Oh, if I were you, I'd blow in tongues. Amen. I remember, is Prof Abba here? Prof Abba is in church. He's fellowshipping with the students. Yeah, Prof Abba is here. Prof Abba told me some story some time ago when he sat in a plane. You remember, Prof? He sat in a plane. And then, I think from South Africa. And then they entered into turbulence. My God. He said he has never seen such a turbulence. People were shouting. He just began to speak in tongues. He began to speak in tongues. He didn't care who was sitting by. Everybody was looking. He was speaking in tongues. And he spoke in tongues until there was stability in the air and they began to go. It could be that it is his tongues that stopped that thing. I have already told you that when you are speaking in tongues, you are dealing with things you have never seen. Your mind has never seen. Your eyes have never seen, but you are dealing with things. I'm going to tell you a few things about tongues and then we end. Amen. So, tongues is subsequent to salvation. Let me give you something. In John chapter 3, Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus. All right? He told Nicodemus, when you are born again, a well of springing water is established in you. So salvation is a well inside you. Salvation is a well. Say salvation is a well. It's a well. Now, but the Holy Ghost baptism is a river. So already the Bible says it is a well springing unto eternal life. Well springing unto eternal life. That means the well can spring. When we say something springs, it means it is here, but it's bubbling out. Okay? So when it bubbles out plenty, what happens? It begins to flow. So the Holy Ghost baptism makes that well become great in you and become a river. That is why the Bible says when you receive the Holy Ghost baptism, you shall be witnesses unto you. That means your life shall touch people everywhere. Now, it's not going to be a well for you alone to drink. That is why baptism in the Holy Ghost is subsequent to salvation. Because you must get that well, and then the Holy Ghost will make it full, and that will bubble out and become a river. So John chapter 7, the verse 37 to 39 tells us, Jesus said, he that is thirsty, let him come up to me and drink. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers. So rivers of living water will come out. But there must be the well first. So salvation will give you the well. And the Holy Ghost baptism will cause that well to spring forth and become what? A spring of living water. And so we understand that it springs out. And the Holy Ghost becomes a springing forth. Excuse me. So the Holy Ghost makes it come off that way. It springs forth. Then it becomes river. So in John chapter 7, 37 to 39, Jesus was talking about the Holy Ghost. And then he added, for it had not yet come, been given to them. It had not yet been given to them. For it had not yet been given. You can be saved, and yet the Holy Ghost baptism has not yet come upon you. Because it is subsequent to that. Why? How do I know it? When you don't speak in tongues. Amen. So tell somebody, desire tongues, and you shall speak in tongues. Amen. Let me quickly talk about six benefits of speaking in tongues. Of speaking in tongues. Amen. When you speak in tongues, the power of God within you is expressed. Because Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So when you speak in tongues, the power of the Holy Ghost within you is expressed. It does a lot of things. And that was what we were talking about the other day. that people who speak in tongues, they take care of their environment. It's power that takes care of your environment because you are releasing the power. Now, the word power in Acts chapter 1 is dunamis. Dunamis is the resident power within you. So you receive it, but when you speak in tongues, you are expressing that power. You are releasing that power over your environment. So people who speak in tongues, they are a force to reckon with in the environment where they live. Witches know them. The devil knows them. He knows that this person is one of the people who is troubling me in the area, but they can't do anything because you speak in tongues. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. May you learn to speak. When you go into any environment, establish yourself by speaking in tongues. Amen? Establish yourself over your business by speaking in tongues. Sit in that your office and blow in tongues more. Don't let the unbelievers come and occupy you. When you enter there, just blow the tongues. Take care of the place. Establish your dominion by speaking in tongues. This is the power that we release when we speak in tongues. And it takes care of the environment. It takes care of the unseen. It takes care of the things that are being planned by the enemy. It silences the devil so that the will of God in your life shall come to pass. Amen? So dunamis is power resident in us. And we release the power. That is why it is a river that flows. Rivers that flow have a lot of power. They do a lot of things. So you speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues makes you dominate your place by the power that is within you. Number two, speaking in tongues or other tongues or unknown tongues is what gives you the opportunity to express other languages you would never have spoken before. When you speak in tongues a lot, you speak other languages you have, I'm talking about earthly languages you have never learned. Some of you don't know that. But I'm sure there are times you are speaking in tongues and somebody by you says, but pastor doesn't speak Ghana. Why did he mention this word? Or he doesn't speak Ewe. But this thing he said is Ewe. I'm sure sometimes when you stand by somebody and speak in tongues, you hear a known language. When you speak in tongues, you begin to speak in the known languages you have never learned. That's why we call it unknown tongues. Unknown tongues because they are tongues that are known by others, but to you, it is unknown. People who learn to speak in tongues begin to speak in so many other languages. It could be a phrase, but they are spoken. That is where tongues can become a sign to the unbelievers. Because he is there, you are speaking in your tongues, and you are dealing with something. I will never forget in 1989, I was in Wapichi, but this testimony was all over Ghana, where some armed robbers went and grabbed this woman who had gone to buy foodstuffs to come. And she was still on her way. And they grabbed her, took her to the bush, and they took all her money, they finished, and then they said they have to kill her because she will go and report. So she told them that they should wait for her to pray. She began to speak in tongues and began to speak the language of the leader who was with them. And guess what? He was directly talking to this man, telling him his house, where he comes from, his mother and this thing, and telling him that I am part of that family. But she was speaking in tongues. So the guy stopped the people and said, but what brought you here? Okay, all right, no problem. Once you are part of my relations, I can't do you harm. Give her everything. They led her to the road and left her. And the thing broke up. And while they were leading her to the road, she began to talk to her. This woman was still shaking and speaking in the tongues. But you see, when you speak in tongues, you have the opportunity to speak in a known language on earth you have never learned. You have the opportunity. I pray that God will baptize you with that. May you go to a place and begin to speak in tongues, and that is a strong witness you are giving to the place. Am I talking to somebody? Before you realize you are talking to somebody, you are talking to your boss, you are talking to somebody. Because sometimes, you see, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the verse 1. I want you to see something that is there, and I will explain it. Talks about you can speak with tongues of, though I speak with the tongues of men and of what? Of what? So, tongues can be a tongue of a man, or it can be a tongue of an angel. Most of the time, we speak the tongues of angels because we are employing angels to come and work. So we talk to them. But you can also speak the tongues of men. The tongues of men is a known language on earth. You know, sometimes when people get confused, they say, well, on the day of Pentecost, when they were speaking in tongues, people heard them. That is because they were speaking tongues of men. They were not speaking tongues of angels. When I speak tongues of angels, you will never understand. You don't need to understand it. But when I speak tongues of men, somebody on earth can understand it. Am I explaining something to people? So the tongues of men is an opportunity for you to come into that place where you speak. And you know, tongues of men, tongues of angels. Sometimes you yourself, you get the interpretation of what you are praying in tongues. And we have to grow into this. So speak in tongues. And when you speak in tongues and it mixes up with your spirit, sometimes you are dealing with some things and then your spirit catches what you are dealing with. And you can. So, tongues, speaking in tongues gives you opportunity to speak in other known languages which you have never learned. And it's an evidence. Because tongues of men, we can speak in the tongues of men. And that's how come in Acts chapter 2, they spoke in tongues of men and people understood. Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the verse 2. Then I will now explain the other thing. Two things there. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So when you speak in tongues, you are speaking to who? Eh? You are speaking to God. Why are you worried? Why are some people worried that people are speaking in tongues in church? That everybody is speaking in tongues. So which one is God hearing? It's you are a problem. God hears it because I'm speaking to him. Listen, when we come to church, the reason why we can all speak in tongues is because you are speaking to God. You are not speaking to men. Oh, I thought I would get a clap from here. You are speaking to God. And God is not limited. God cannot say he can hear one thing at the same time. He can hear everything at the same time. God is not like a man. So, when we are all speaking in tongues, we are speaking, each one of us is speaking unto who? Unto God. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh unto God. Not unto men, but unto God. That means we nipana waha swafu openyi kawanutu miname mom empire and found. Amen. Why are you worried that somebody is speaking in tongues by you? He's not talking to you. He's talking to God. As long as God can hear me, I'm okay. If no man can hear me, but God can hear me, I am okay. So that is why you must speak in tongues, and you must never allow anybody to stop you from speaking in tongues. Am I talking to somebody? And I know some of you have been confused before. So all of them, when you go into them, they say, everybody is... So what are they doing? And I remember those were some of the arguments that people who were against tongues say, when we come to church, we are all speaking tongues. And then they will go and quote some scripture, which I will later show you. Amen. So he's not speaking to men, he's speaking to God. His understanding is unfruitful. His understanding is unfruitful. His understanding is unfruitful. For no man understand him. How be it? He speaks unto what? In what? The fourth thing is, we speak mysteries. We speak mysteries. When you are speaking in tongues, you speak mysteries. Mysteries are hidden truths. Powerful truths. Nobody knows it except you who is speaking. You speak it to God and they act. You know sometimes when you are speaking in tongues, let me give you an example, hypothetical. You may be speaking in tongues whilst you are praying and you are dealing with a situation in your house, taking care of something in your house when you are not there. And it is a reality in your house. Recently, somebody gave us a testimony, I've forgotten the person, about they put something on fire and they forgot and left. And several hours, they got to the house. The thing had bent, and when it bent, got to the place where the cooking pot must melt. The fire went off. They got to the place, they thought there would be gas. There was no gas. They realized no gas. That means there was gas in the cinema, but something went off. Could it be that an angel went and put it off? Could it be? You deal with mysteries, truth, hidden truths, things your eyes cannot see. Only God knows them. You are handling them because you are speaking by the Spirit of the Lord. So speaking in tongues is beneficial to you. Deal with things you cannot see. Some of you want to deal with only things that you have heard and things that you can see. That is wrong. That is wrong. Amen. Speaking in tongues edifies you. It builds you yourself. It builds your spirit. Jude chapter 1, the verse 20 says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." When we say praying in the Holy Ghost, we are talking about, first of all, speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. That is the first thing when you are praying in the Holy Ghost. That is not the only thing about praying in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit. But the first thing about praying in the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. And you are building up yourself. Your spirit is becoming stronger. That's why I believe that as a Christian, when you get up, don't say, "I don't feel like praying." Start speaking in tongues. You will feel like praying. You will rise up and overcome your weaknesses. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the verse 4. "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself." Edifies himself. Edification. Builds up himself. The last one is, I said it is a sign to the unbelievers. When we are speaking in tongues, it can be a sign, or it may be a sign. Sometimes when you are speaking and you are speaking their language, they hear you, but they know you have never learned it. The day I received the Holy Ghost baptism, we were being led to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. We were praying, and it was a camp meeting, so we were all praying. And then somebody got the Holy Ghost baptism and started speaking Yoruba. And there was this Yoruba woman who was in the place. He was hearing, and this man's voice was high. He was hearing the Yoruba clear. So he ran and went and stood and looked at the man. Looked at this man and realized, the guy is not, he doesn't look like he's a Nigerian. So how is he speaking Yoruba? So clear. So the woman started to write what the man is writing, speaking. And then after everything, she came out to testify. "Have you been to Nigeria before?" "No." "Are you a Yoruba?" "No." "How come you were speaking Yoruba so pure? I've written a lot of things. You were praising God. You were saying all kinds of things." So, if an unbeliever is there, it's a sign that God is real. So you never know what your tongue can do to somebody. Am I talking to somebody? I want you to sit down, but lift up your voice in tongues. Somebody, begin to pray. This is a charismatic Pentecostal church. And if you don't speak in tongues, just believe God. Ask the Lord, "I need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I know we have fixed things on our mouth, but I want to hear." Speak in tongues. Just speak in tongues for some 3 minutes. Sit down and do it. I don't want you to rise up. Just sit down. I know some of you want to get up, but I would say just sit down and just do it. Come on, speak it. Somebody, come on, speak in tongues. 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 Baka, 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 baka. Rikata, baka, ya. Rata, kata, kata, kata. Rakata, bosokoto, rokote. Yaleri, alibi, dikosianda, karokote, madakrianda, rokote, bazabaya. In the name of Jesus. Biziberi, akata, bazabaya. Speak it until you can feel in your belly that something is bubbling. Speak it until you can feel deep down in your belly. Deep down in your belly where the Spirit resides. That something is coming up. Something is coming up. Some of you, your prayer, this prayer you are praying is going far. It's going far. It's reaching your hometown. It's dealing with some things. I tell you, some of you, this prayer is going to your hometown. It's dealing with something around your child. It's dealing with something around your husband. It's dealing with something around your wife. Somebody pray. This thing is handling something around you. It's working as something. It's destroying some powers of darkness. It's silencing some voice of the enemy. This thing you are just doing simply like this, I tell you, it is traveling far in the spirit. It's taking care of things you could not have taken care of by any physical means or financial means. It's doing it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Sabaria kata mazaya. Hey, takarakata kataba. Rando rokote bazaya. Rekata bazandia takaloru walibede. Rata kata 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 bakundo robo de kebo baba elaka rokote kaleri alibidi marwanda kaleru alibidi kutabaya zandaya tata 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 bakuru ya balukote be zelebe kori ya baleke rebo da kandaya. In the name of Jesus, basambria katabaya. I said sit down, sit down, sit down. Yasakalari alibedo kusanda ya kabaya ha paka bala bala ba le korobo de kedabaya. Mata kalenda lubori akataba siki zuka. Somebody talk in tongues. Come on, talk in tongues. Somebody talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Destroy those powers of darkness. Destroy those weapons of the enemy that has formed against you. Destroy everything that is standing forth against your future. Stop the enemy from having his way over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Baso koroko tokuro siki diba. Lambroko seke mana kia katabaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come breathe upon me, breath of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to your name, Most High, I'm yielding to your spirit as I walk in your love. Jesus, I adore. Oh, Jesus, I adore. Hallelujah. Jesus, I adore your holy name. Breathe upon me. You can stand on your feet. Breath of God, come breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to your name, Most High, yeah, I'm yielding to your Spirit, Jesus, as I walk your love. Hallelujah. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore your This morning I was singing this song early in the morning, and I could feel the presence of the Lord all over me in the house. Breathe upon me, breath of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. Can you lift up your hands with me? I shall lift my hands in surrender to your name, Most High. Yeah, I'm yielding to your Spirit. Oh yes, as I walk Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, we adore you, Lord. Jesus, I adore your holy. I'm yielding to your spirit as I walk in your love. Hallelujah. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Hallelujah. Jesus, I adore your holy. Oh, lift up those hands and begin to thank God and bless Him. Thank Him for the Holy Spirit. Thank Him for giving you the Holy Spirit. Just thank Him for the Holy Spirit. Thank Him. The Holy Spirit makes all the difference in our lives. He makes all the difference. 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 Yeah, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if I don't go, He will not come. But He came. He brought Him to us. He gave Him to us. He gave Him to us. Just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And now I want somebody to pray. Ask that the Holy Spirit will be your companion all over. That the Holy Ghost will be with you continually. Holy Spirit, be with me. That I will learn to submit to you. I will learn to yield to you. I will learn to surrender to you. Sarakata basandaya. Your holy. One of the greatest things in your life as a Christian you must experience is your ability to surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit. It's the greatest thing, greatest thing. It will change you forever. Give me oil. Jocelyn, come here. You clap the thing so much that I loved it. I made mention of it. You clapped so much that I believe. May you walk in that anointing. Where you will hear, you will yield, you will submit. God will bless you. I'm yield into your spirit as I walk. Jesus, I adore your holy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. Teach us, Lord, to learn to walk with this great spirit of yours. For with Him and by Him, you will do great things in our lives and will be a wonder to the world. Let the power of the Holy Ghost baptism in us begin to flow forth as rivers that will bring change in our world. We give you the glory, we give you the honor. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Jesus, you sent Him to us. We receive His ministry, we receive His person. Teach us to submit, to yield, to surrender. In Jesus' name. Can I hear you say amen? Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you blessed at all? Come on, let's do it better for the Lord. Amen. Shall we be seated? You want to do your offering? Just fill the form. Fill the form that is there, fill it. It's a requirement for our meetings. So fill that form and then put it in the envelope with your offering. And I hear the forms are not all around. I think now they should be there. You have them, isn't it? Just fill it. Don't be weary in doing it. We are just following government requirements. So please, we beg you. Don't get tired. Don't say every day we feel. Don't get. It's not we who are doing it. It's helping us also keep records of our members though. But we are also doing that to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Those of you who removed the thing. You didn't ask me before you removed it. Eh? The chairman elect. You should have asked me. Just ask me before you do, because I really wanted that thing to be there for a month. Until everybody knows that the chairmanship has changed. That's all I want. But you don't understand what I'm saying. Otherwise, people will still be thinking I'm the chairman. We should let it be there until when then we... Everybody knows the chairman. Is that okay? But it's okay. Once he's gone, he's there. But our chairman-elect is preaching somewhere. He asked for permission to preach somewhere, so he's not here. But the chairman-elect is in church. Chairman-elect. Pastor Harriet. Amen. Are you ready with your offering? We just want to stand and take off. Hey, our head deacon is in the house. Next time. You know, those of you who sit in front, very sorry that sometimes I disturb. I didn't know the head deacon was there. I would have made it to sit on chairman's seat. Chairman-elect seat. But sorry. Those of you who do our arrangement, or those of us who are sitting in front, occasionally we have some changes. So don't worry about it at all. And I hope that you will just take it in good faith. Amen. Shall we stand? If you brought your tithe, put it on the stage. If you brought your tithe by now, it should be on the stage. Because I'll prefer the tithe being on the stage, even when I'm preaching or when we are worshiping. So if you brought your tithe, you can walk to the stage and put it there. And then let's take the offering. All right? I have a very big God, oh, he is always by my side. Can we go? Those of you here, move that.
I have a very big God, oh, he is always by my side.
Oh, a very big God, oh,
by my side.
I have a very big God, oh,
he is always by my side.
Yeah, a very big God, oh,
by my side, every day.
Oh, shall we be seated? God bless you. I hope the ushers are doing the finance people are doing their thing. Well, okay, thank you so much. Well, thank you. Pastor Akwele Lai is in the house. Yeah, put your hands together. Let's, you know, we have released a temporary to, what do you call it, Banjul in Gambia. Doing some work there. But I believe one of these days, they will return her back to us. We just want to thank God for her life. The husband is sitting at the back somewhere. Chirr! Yeah, he's there. There was when Cyril came to her, there was a lady, we don't know for what reason, he couldn't mention Cyril. So he would say, chirr. Now she's in London and she says it well. The last time she came, she was saying it well. I said, ah. But she used to say, chirr. Amen. Father, we thank you for the tithes of your people. We bless God for their lives. We honor you for every giver. We ask that, Lord, you will replenish to them according to your word. And bless and take care of them and their family. Be good and be kind to them. In Jesus' name, every offering taken, those online, we bless it and bring it before you. And Lord, you will honor it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for your givings. We just want to appreciate you. Those of you who are in the church, you will notice that some things are going on. I've seen the architect sitting in some corner, but after this, I'm talking with him. And one of these days, you will come here and you notice that the glasses are being fixed all over. And we are moving on. I really want the glasses and the doors to be fixed. And then I'm sure that the Hamatan is not coming from Bolgatanga to come and disturb our seats. Amen. So when we do that and finish, then we can work on the stage. Because if you look at this door and this, it brings in a lot of dust. Some of you by now say, why? The stage should have been worked. I would have wished that the stage should have been the first to be done. But the wind that comes through here and the dust, you can't work on this stage. So we want to make sure that we have fixed the doors. And one of these days, you will see everything being fixed. We want to thank you for your support. Those of you who are giving towards the art, I said that every month, if you can find something aside your tithe, find something and bring. And people are doing it. I'm telling you, people are doing it. People are doing it. As I'm standing here, my wife knows that somebody has given me a heavy check, heavy amount for the ministry, for the work. In fact, the finance people are not even aware because I received it and I'm bringing it. It's not a check. It's Aden Ankasa. And I'm bringing it to the church. And it will do work. So if people are doing it, also do. The reason why I say that here is to encourage you to also do your small. If people are doing it, also do your bit. And then God will bless all of us. Don't sit down. Don't fold your hands and say, you don't have. I don't see anybody who keeps saying he doesn't have who will ever have. But when you do the little you can do, then God will give you. May God see your faithfulness and bless you. Amen. Otherwise, people will be doing it always and making it, and you are sitting now. Amen. Now, today I want to, I just talked about Aquile, who is in the house. And then we have Pastor Solomon Dabuo and his wife, Pastor Selina Dabuo. Reverend Solomon Dabuo and the wife, Reverend Mrs. Solomon Selina Dabuo, they are here. They are all SS Dabuos, Selina and Solomon. So, S squared Dabuos, if you want to make it short, S squared Dabuo, finish. Amen. But Selina Dabuo is a high-ranking member of the International Presbytery. She was elected again. Yes, she was elected again. She was the second highest person elected to be on the International Presbytery. Put your hands together for her. Second highest. I'm telling you, that means that the ministers, more of the ministers want her to be on the International Presbytery. Thank you so much. The last 4 years, I selected her to be on it. There are people we select to come and help us. She was selected to come and help. But this time, she's an elected member. Fully. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Thank you so much for the services you are rendering to Frontinger Chapel. Your husband has done a lot, and now you have also taken over. But may the Lord bless the two of you. Amen. Now, Pastor Solomon Dabuo is a pastor. That's why sometimes I add pastor. He's a real pastor. When we say somebody's a pastor, he has a calling for the congregation. It's not everybody who is a pastor. There are people who preach, but they are not pastors. They don't have the heart. But Pastor Solomon Dabuo is a real pastor. And since he joined this ministry in Bolgatanga, and in Fountain Gate Chapel as a whole. He has been one of our foremost counselors on marriage. He has written all the things you see we use for marriage and other things. Of course, supervised by Reverend Eastwood. And they did everything. And most of the things we do, he has been in the forefront of establishing it for us. He has written a very nice book, The Centrality of the Family. Everybody must read this book. Centrality of the Family. He's not just talking about marriage, you. Family. It goes beyond something. It's deep. I've glanced through a few pages. Today I was looking for my page in the house. I couldn't find it. My book in the house. The one you gave me long ago, I couldn't find it because I had marked some things. My wife was looking for it prior. The COVID didn't only hit me. It ransacked my bedroom. Because when they were cleaning the place to make sure that no COVID hides in a corner. In fact, some of my things, I'm yet to discover where they are. Sometimes I call Phoebe, I say, where did you put this thing? And she's like, where is it? But this book is very powerful. And you will love it. He took the picture of his son-in-law and his daughter. Hey. And put them with their daughter behind. Centrality of a family. Where is my deacon? Where is Lakai? Lakai and his wife and their children, they are there. Very beautiful. When I saw it, I was so happy. But we just want to do what we normally do. This is our own pastor. And we want to support him. We have a few copies here, and I want us to pick it up at 50. Let's support him. So you just get up and come 50 and pick one. I want the books here. Let's do that quickly for him. 50. You can even buy 200 and give one to your friends today as a married couple today. You can give them. Today is Valentine. Give them this book. Their family will be stronger. Oh, can we do that fast before we leave here? 50. Just get up and come. If you take 2, just put 100. Centrality. Let's buy 50. Bless you. Centrality of the family. The centrality of the family. That's a powerful book. Thank you. Let's finish the book. It's not so that they'll be forced to go and bring us more. I was careful for them because of the weight. So I told them they shouldn't carry plenty. But thank God, Pastor Solo is one of us, so we can always get him to bring up. Some of you want them do you want him to sign it for you? All right, so after that, we'll put a table here. So the ushers work on that quickly. Or that table at the back, you bring it here and put a chair. If you want him to autograph it for you, just bring it. Yeah, he got up. That's Andrew Lakai and his wife Abigail and their two daughters. They are behind there. Solo, can you do the signing? I think let's not disturb Pastor Solo with the signing. I beg you. He just came for medical checkup, so we won't put anything here for him. Please take it like that. Send it to Abigail, the daughter. She will sign for you. I'm sure she proofread this thing. She will sign it for you. On the ground, the picture in a day, Chile. Oh, is that all? How many are there left? Count it for me. In fact, Mama Selina Kra can sign for you if you want. She's a co-author. Yeah, dog is coming. Dog is coming. You know that in this house, when people even bring their books, we don't let them carry it away. How many of you know that? All right. So I will let those of you who can buy it for 30. Come and pick it. Just come and buy it 30. I'll find a way of making it up. But come and buy it 30. That means it's because of some of you. I know. So just come and pick one. Please get up and come. That is actually the price of the book if you want, if you go and see it anywhere. So get up and come and pick one, 30. If you think you want to do it by Momo, talk to this man. He will look at your face, take your face picture, and give you his Momo address so that you can put it in there for him. Thank you very much. Oh, I want to see these books finished before we leave you. Yes, I'm in Unity, how are you? In your point. Doing well. God will give you a good wife, good husband. Your family will be powerful. Your family will be powerful. When you start reading at this age, you will go far. Those of you who are sitting there with your 30, go to go and buy data and go on WhatsApp and Facebooking. Second best, sir. How many left? All right. Add this. Horoditus. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Shall we put our hands together? All right. So, my friend, keep the rest. Keep the rest and let me know. Let me know how many are left now, and then we'll know what to do. Thank you so much, and God bless all of you for what you've done. He's our pastor. He has served us, so it's good to do that. Are you blessed today? All right. Let me leave this pulpit quickly, and who is coming up? Pastor Kwani, I think you should do the announcement on the funeral. No, the funeral, I want you to do it. Come on. All right, let me talk about it. Let me talk about that one. When I say you should do it, because it's not a normal announcement, so I'll do that. It has to do with the funeral of our minister, young minister, Jemfi. You know, it is on the 27th of this month. 27th, Abi, yeah. 27th. But because of the presidential order due to the COVID, and I also want to add that because he's doing that for all of us, our help, due to the COVID, we won't do a funeral here in this place. On the 27th, 6 o'clock a.m., the body will be here. We have discussed with the family already. Even in their village, they say they are not doing anything. So, on the 27th, we'll bring the body here. In the casket, well prepared, dressed, everything. At 6 a.m., between 6 a.m. to 6:30, any member who wants to pay his last respects, you come and file pass and go home. We'll give you that. You come and do that and go. Then, because we don't want to gather here, it's not supposed to be. But you can come, file. It will not also be good for us to just take the thing and go. So we'll give all church members the right. You can come on that Saturday morning. If you want to view quickly, you can come early. Between 6 to, we said 6 to 7. 6 to 7. You can come and view and go. And then by 7 o'clock, we close the carcass. The pastors will do our prayer and everything that we want to do. And then the body will move straight to the village. And when it goes, they too have told us they will take it to the family house for about 1 hour. And then from there, they are going to bury. So two of our pastors will follow and go and do the burial and come back. At the appropriate time, we'll see what to do. But a week to that, which is next week, is that this coming week? Yeah, this coming week, we are going to do some small thing about him, talk about him, read a few things to all of us. The body won't be here. We'll talk about how he joined the ministry, the things he had done. We'll do all that and finish. And all of us will take a good offering. I said good offering, so prepare and come. We'll take a good offering to support the family. We know that he has a child. So we want to do that and help. So please, all of us will have to do that. So Sunday coming, we want you to take note of us. So let's keep this on the social media so that our people will know. It's not a funeral. Don't put it on the social media, the funeral. We are not doing funeral. We want to do a service in remembrance of him. So Sunday we'll do that. Then Saturday, that will happen and he'll be gone. And that's all. Now, the next Sunday after the funeral, we don't want to bring anything involved. And that's because we'll have Bishop Ajinasari coming into this house to bless us on the 28th of February. Bishop Ajinasari is coming here to come and bless us. And the ministry of that man is a ministry we want to experience. So please prepare yourself and come. And let that bishop speak to us. That is it. You see the billboards everywhere in town. So thank you so much, and God bless you. That is that announcement I've made. Now you can do the rest.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What do we do for Chairman? For this wonderful message on speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. This your clapping is not strong enough. He spoke to us about the initial evidence that tongues is for the initial evidence and is subsequent to salvation. It's a sign. And so you have to speak it because that will identify you. Some of the benefits he talked about is that you receive power, you express power. Speaking in tongues gives you the opportunity to speak other languages. Speaking in tongues also helps you to speak to God. You speak to God, not to men. It helps you to speak mysteries. No one understandeth you, but howbeit in the spirit, you speak mysteries. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues also helps you to edify yourself. Hallelujah. And then it helps you to pray in the spirit. Pray with your spirit. It helps you to pray the unknown. It's a wonderful message that he has given to us. And I believe that he needs another round of applause for this wonderful, powerful word. Thank you very much, sir. Hallelujah. Just listen to the rest of the announcement. We have the OCM and the Fresh Fire lessons coming on after service. So make sure that you get to your class and the teachers are always ready to be of blessings to you. On Wednesday, we are having the School of the Word. Pastor has made us to understand that we have to patronize it. He wants us to be encouraged to come online. This time, coming together might be difficult for some of us, but do your best to come online and get blessed. The time is from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Sunday, as usual, we'll be having the Shofar Assembly at 7 a.m. to 8:30. And then the Fire Assembly is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Hallelujah. Now, the leadership of the church has created a space within the service where if you have any testimony, you'll be allowed to give that testimony, what the Lord has done for you, any goodness the Lord has shown unto you. You are permitted to see me and the rest of the pastors and tell us about your testimony so that that opportunity will be given to you to glorify our God. Hallelujah. And I believe that you will do that wonderfully. God richly bless you. Can we please stand on our feet? Can we please stand on our feet? And shall we make our 2021 declaration? Shall we go? In 2021, I'm exploding with the power of the Holy Ghost to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Continue. In my family, in my church, in the body of Christ, and in the world. Amen. Lift up your hands and receive the benediction. May the peace of God, the love of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit keep you this week. May it become a time when the family centrality shall be seen in your family. The love of God shall be seen in your family. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord deliver you from the snare of the fowler. May he keep you and sustain you and bless you throughout this week till we meet again. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.